This is the workshop, Homeschooling the Challenging Child, which looks like it's something that we have a lot of need for. If you have a baby that smiles easily, just fusses enough to let you know they're hungry, sleeps through the night, everybody says, oh, you've got such a good baby. But if you have a baby that cries very easily and is very difficult to soothe, seems to need a lot less sleep than you do, then you define that as a challenge. We define challenges as those things that require a lot of our time and attention to achieve our own goals. And when it comes to our children, we want to shape their character. We want them to behave in a mannerly way around other people. We want them to have the academic success that will allow them to have the career that is appropriate for their ability. We want them to have the kind of qualities that will make a good spouse and a good parent. And for some children, that takes a lot more time and effort than for others. So the very first thing, before I get into some of the specifics and handling that, the most foundational thing is that you begin with prayer. Because there's nothing like a challenging child to make you recognize your need for complete and total dependence on God and His right answers, His insight. He is the psychiatrist, the physician. He is the one that will direct you. It's also helpful to be continually reminded that He loves you and He loves your children and He has a purpose in all of this so that you can feel rested and reassured. And so it's important that you actually schedule your own private prayer time, not just the family time, but your own private time, so that you have time. When you have a child or more than one that's a challenge, the days go quickly. They just fill up. And if you don't make it a habit, it's too easy to let it go, and you get worn out. You're in a marathon. This is a long haul, but you're not alone. You need to have that rest and reassurance. You also need to make it a priority to have daily devotions with your children for the obvious reasons that you want them to grow in Christ. But when you have, especially children that are difficult in whatever way, all children need a sense of boundary. They need rules. They like having rules, but it's important to them that there's the right and the wrong based on something rather than just your whim. So you're teaching them that your rules are scriptural. You're also giving them a sense of security about the boundaries that they have. Kids need that, and they will get it anywhere they can. So if you're not giving it to them through God's Word, they'll pick it up somewhere. If you ever watch kids out in the playground, they're always changing rules, but they always have rules. This is what you can do, this is what you can't do. And the child that's a challenge to you is very often a challenge to the siblings, other kids, other adults. They get a lot of negative feedback, even if it's not a direct criticism, it's the annoying voice. They feel it. It weighs them down. And one negative comment is not balanced out by one positive comment. It doesn't work that way.